From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
MTV, remember them? They used to play music videos. The M stood for music, did it not?
It did.
They don't play music videos anymore. I hate to burst your bubble. They haven't for about 20 years.
Neither does VH1.
No, neither does CMT, the country music television.
Now,
neither
CMT,
does GAC, the Great American Country.
Yes, the country ones I've seen videos on.
Have you really?
Occasionally.
Yeah, because, well, CMT has their own award show for country music. So they got to show a video once in a while. Yeah, to stay relevant. Anyway, MTV has announced RealityCon. A convention for reality TV. It'll bring together stars and producers from some of the biggest reality shows, including The Real World, which was the show that started it all.
Yes.
Yeah. Over there on MTV. The Bachelor, Survivor, Real Housewives, and everybody's favorite, Jersey Shore.
Kardashians.
They're not going to do Kardashians because I don't think that the Kardashians will let them do that. We're not sure when or where this is happening. But it's been announced.
American Idol.
Been announced.
Voice.
No, I don't think
Dancing with the Stars.
No. They're not on the list.
Huh.
Survivor is, though. Anyway, don't know when this is happening. MTV. Whatever.
Huh.
Not just for music videos anymore, though, MTV. Doggone it. It haven't been for a long, long time.
Don't you remember we used to play our stereos and have MTV on with the sound turned down?
And
when we would see a song, a video we wanted to see, we'd switch and we'd turn down the stereo, turn up the MTV. Yeah.
I used to stay up all night long waiting for a good one to come on.
Yeah.
Thinking, I know a good one's coming up anytime now.
MTV at that time is what HGTV is now.
What?
Our Food Network.
How do you figure?
Because you just leave it on.
Oh, okay. All TV's like that. You like any TV, any reality shows, you just leave them on because they're gonna marathon them every day. It's how we consume, by golly.
Well, it's like for the pets, I can't leave Animal Planet on because there's stressful shows on there. So when we go somewhere, we leave
you
it
leave,
on
you leave
HGTV
your TV,
or
you leave
Food
your TV
Network
on for your pets.
Because they know them.
I wonder how many
That's
people
their
do that.
Friends.
All right, it's time we get to the news. What's a-happening?
Day 36 of our national nightmare.
What?
And it's not that I live for the next day of our national nightmare.
It's because
it's such utter stupidity.
Maybe we should change the name of the news to the Utterly Stupid News.
I have to see what Lori Loughlin's going to do today.
I'm going to get Bobby Ocean to cut a new open. yeah.
What's up
with Lori?
For the very latest, we look to People magazine.
Wow, People is somewhat reputable.
People is somewhat reputable.
They at least vet their sources.
Now, People magazine's reporting that this morning, Lori Loughlin is a little concerned.
You think?
Really?
What's she concerned about?
She waits until now to be concerned? Now, what she's concerned about, you'll see why this is the stupidity news.
Well, please.
Okay.
Continue.
According to People, legal sources close to the Giannullis claim that Lori is worried that both of her daughters will have to testify in court.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
You think?
Duh.
Mom, they sent back my college paperwork. They said it was wrong. Don't worry, honey. I'll fill it out later.
at any time in this, did she really think that her daughters wouldn't have to testify?
I know, right? She could have solved this. This quandary would have never come up. All she had to say is, Your Honor, I plead guilty.
Especially.
No trial, no waste of time, no more national nightmare. We wouldn't have day 36 had they pleaded guilty on Monday. We would have just been, we're done. We'll just wait to see what kind of
we just have to find another national nightmare.
That's us. Always find
them. Especially since her daughters have put it out, especially Olivia Jade has put it out there. That she did know about this. All right, so.
Well, they knew.
Okay, so according to the source, Lori thinks it will undermine every accomplishment they have in the future, and it will be part of their story forever.
Well, it probably will.
She's just thinking this now?
I know. Should have thought about this before.
Not when they were pulling endorsement deals from Olivia Jade?
Look.
Didn't think about it then?
Here's what she can do. Cards and letters. Go ahead. You can write them. The way to salvage their careers is to go ahead and release leaked sex tapes. Worked for the Kardashians. It'll work for the Giannullis. Trust me, it's okay.
Not of Lori Loughlin.
No, I'm talking about the daughters. I know. Adults, right? I can say that without sounding... It's...
Or...
Well, how else are you going to fix this thing? How are you going to fix this
thing? Here's a way. Lori Loughlin can go up there and say, did I say not guilty?
I didn't mean to say not guilty.
I didn't mean not guilty. I meant guilty. Silly me.
Silly me.
I must have just been stressed out or just didn't have enough coffee or something.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, so Lori's on the cover of People this week on check stands everywhere.
We shouldn't laugh, but we're laughing. We're laughing.
Well, if she had pled guilty, I probably wouldn't have. I would have thought, you know what? They came to their senses. But no. No. No,
no, no. No, 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 no.
Nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
Hey, a big question that we ponder every day here at the Who Cares News.
What is that? What is that, Morgan?
Well, it's this.
What is it?
Is a celebrity feud really ever over?
Well, I suppose not.
Other questions we ponder is, do they really do this stupid stuff?
We'll ponder that just before we get up in the morning.
No matter whether they say they've kissed and made up on the surface, have they really? Really? I don't think so.
I don't either. I
So case in point. Next Friday, Taylor Swift, she's dropping new music.
Yeah.
And we assume from the countdown on her website, coinkadinkly, former foe Kim Kardashian is teaming with little sis Kylie Jenner to release a new fragrance on the very same day. Coincidence?
Oh, my God.
The internets don't think it's a coincidence.
No, the internets don't think it's... No. No. Now, let's see. Who was first? Was it Taylor that, announced she'd be having a big deal next Friday? Or was it the Kardashian-Jenner sisters?
I'm going to guess from the schedule of an album.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess probably Taylor. That was a drop date for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then along came a spider with
but
a big old
how long does it take to put a fragrance together? I mean, doesn't that take a while, too? The packaging, the bottling, the labels, all that stuff.
I think the date's more important in album worlds.
Maybe. I don't know anymore when it comes to today's music. I thought new music used to drop on Tuesdays. That's the way it always was when I worked at the modern radio stations. I was like, Tuesday's music day. Here comes all the records. Okay.
That was a long time ago. You're old.
Shut up. You know who's not feuding with anybody?
Oh, shut the front door.
Halle Berry, everybody's favorite. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.